Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to America's Great Loop Cruisers Association show on AGLCA tips for cruising the Great Loop. This is Beth McHugh and my co-host Teresa Davison, and today we're going to talk about flying your burgee.
Now, this tip may seem like a bad attempt at subtle enticement for you to join AGLCA. It's not. It's actually a flagrant, brazen, shameless, candid declaration of how much you will benefit from just one small piece of fabric that's available to members only. Seriously, we have one little perk connected to participation in AGLCA, and that's that we have a specially designed burgee available for members. Well, actually, there are three specially designed burgees available. One, our classic white burgee, is available for all members to fly, indicating that they are interested in the Great Loop. We also have a gold standard burgee available to those who've completed the loop, and the unintentional play on words here is that the burgee itself is gold in color. And then our third burgee is a platinum burgee for those who have completed the loop more than twice. Honestly, probably the best description that we've ever heard members use for our burgee is that when you fly an AGLCA burgee, it's like putting out a welcome mat, only it's just for the company that you want to visit you. The AGLCA burgee colors fly proudly, are highly respected, and easily recognized among people with similar interest. Talk about making quick friends of strangers. Throughout your voyage, regardless of your trip timing, what leg you're on, there are other folks that are out there looping also. And because the AGLCA burgee is easily recognized, it allows you to meet up and share experiences with others doing the Great Loop. You may have even encountered the same people at different places along the route, and without the burgee, you may never spot each other. Take advantage of the shared knowledge.
Flying your burgee is truly a means of connecting with all sorts of people from an array of backgrounds with all levels of experience and knowledge, but with one common interest, the Great Loop. Now, we all know as new people and opportunities present themselves, fellow loopers or not, there will probably be differences. There will most likely be areas where you just can't relate. But the common zeal you share about the loop is pretty fascinating. In any other venue, under any other circumstance, you might not have a thing in common with some of the people you'll meet via the AGLCA burgee. But what might you miss? What enrichment might these people add? What stories might enthrall you? What skills might you learn? What adventures might you have? What life lessons might you learn? The thread in those AGLCA burgees is the connection that runs between loopers. Flying your AGLCA burgee introduces you to people, people who have been put in your path, but without the burgee, people you may never encounter. So fly your burgee. It just may allow you to envelop something new into your life, absorb something that might otherwise have escaped you. Okay, that's tip. The first tip we're going to do today. The second tip is on go slowly. We've heard it so many different ways. Be here now, take in the moment, be present, stop and smell the roses, be in the moment, breathe. That's really what we're saying. Breathe it all in. With regard to the Great Loop, this amazing voyage surrounds you with new beauty and unexpected treasures each and every day. The point is to experience it all, every single morsel. In thinking about this week's tip, we played around with some flowery words, but we kept hitting that backspace key and trying other flowery words, never really feeling like we were able to illustrate what we meant by go slowly. Then it hit us. The whole reason this tip is even in this series is because we've heard it from our members, and one member in particular seemed to capture the essence of what we're trying to convey. Here it is. Paige C. of Cape Coral, Florida puts it better than we ever could. Do it slowly for two reasons. First, the whole point is to see the areas where you're cruising. The loop isn't a race. It's an experience best savored slowly. Second, by going slowly, you'll be making friends with everyone you've you'd have otherwise aggravated with your bigwig. Paige and her husband, Mike, have been AGLCA members since 2002, and being accomplished loopers, they speak from experience.
Everyone has his or her own pace, and hopefully we each are able to go through life at that pace with which we are most comfortable, well, most of the time anyway. As far as looping is concerned, we've got some members who do the whole trip at one time, and others who do a leg or two as they are able, and still others who do the loop over multiple years. Regardless of how the loop is cruised, in stages or all at once, it's a trip that can take your breath away and take time to inhale every tiny bit. So in wrapping up this tip, whether your personal style is warp speed or a snail's pace, all we're suggesting is when looping, take it down a notch. Be sure to let yourself appreciate every moment. Really look for what is to be seen. Venture out, explore, meet new people, make lifetime friends, or just brief acquaintances, create memories and stories that you'll tell for years to come. Go slowly.
Okay.
Beth, while we're talking, maybe we can just sort of remind people to go to www.greatloop.org and take a look at the website, which we affectionately say is full of information and inspiration about America's Great Loop and everything that they need to know, and browse in our ship store. And
I think that's a fine idea, and since you've already just done it, I won't bother to repeat it, but yes, definitely do visit www.greatloop.org and explore all the wonderful things that we have on there, including some very clever instructional videos done by Ms. Beth McHugh. And be sure to visit our store where we have our memberships. We have our Burgies. If you are a member, you can sign up for the upcoming spring rendezvous and reunion in beautiful Norfolk, Virginia. And, we have a vast array of products. Pet life preservers for those of you who cruise with your pets, and we know many of you do. We have collars with AGLCA on them. We have sweatshirts, hats,
cruising guides,
maps, a plethora, in fact, of merchandise.
Also, since I work with our sponsors, I'd like to take a minute and let everybody know out there that anybody who is interested in the marine industry, we have sponsorships available, allowing businesses to reach a very targeted audience of what is best described as the doers in the boating industry. Our members are at some level of doing the Great Loop. Even those that are just dreaming of doing the Great Loop are active boaters, and so we have various ways that businesses can get in touch with our members and be very visible among the loopers and also among just those that visit our website, which we have average around 36,000 unique website visitors a month. So that's a lot of traffic, a lot of people that will see your business as an active sponsor of America's Great Loop Cruisers Association.
And a very large portion of the website is devoted to the sponsors. In fact, if you do visit the website, you'll see on the right side that we have a sponsor map where you can locate the sponsors. We have what we call the captain's table, where they're all listed with their logo.
My favorite one actually is there's a new function that Beth incorporated recently. It's on the sponsor roster page that has a searchable tool. You can click on the link at the top of that page and go to the bottom, and all you have to do is type in a city and a state in which you're looking for resources, and actually members can just type in a state or select a state from the drop-down box. And all active sponsors that are with us are quickly displayed on a map, and you can click an arrow and it opens up information on their locations and actually click through their website as well. So lots of ways that businesses are made available very easily to our members and those visiting our website for sponsors.
And we also have the same tool for something that we call our harbor hosts. And those are members who have volunteered to assist fellow loopers in giving them local information, navigation information, giving them a ride to the store, giving them even a hot meal and a nice glass of wine and some conversation. And you can find them also on the website in the Harbor Host section and search using the same tool that we have for our sponsor roster.
Also, another that kind of ties into member benefits, and one of the, I'm sitting in Beth's office looking at some of the great advertisements that we have placed in PassageMaker, and one of the great things about being a member is, for those of you that love the paparazzi, we take pictures that you guys submit, that members submit, either while they're doing the loop or after they've completed the loop, either with their white burgee, gold, or platinum burgee, and we use them in various advertising campaigns. So it's a lot of fun for members. They get some, you know, something to show their family. It's not one of those, you know, some, I know people sign up and have fake Time magazines with their pictures on the cover, but this is a real thing that's part of PassageMaker, and I think Cruising World, is it Cruising World?
Yeah, I think so. Cruising World, Skipper Bob Books, The Waterway Guides, and also you get your slide as part of the slideshow on the homepage, so everybody who visits the site gets to see your picture. And you get your membership extended for 3 months for free. So just one more perk of becoming a member of EGLCA. And since it looks like we're running out of things to talk about, we're going to read one more of our wonderful tips, and then we'll sign off. And this one is about using common sense. And most of us feel we have a certain level of common sense. Well, isn't a lot of common sense one of those it's all relative things? There's a quote by Will Rogers, "Common sense ain't so common." And our belief is it may depend on how common the subject matter is to the person attempting to make sense. Make sense? Another Will Rogers quote sort of sums it up. Everyone is ignorant, only on different subjects. So keeping in mind we all have different levels of nautical knowledge, we've decided to focus on some cruisers' common sense. And this tip is, when in doubt, stop. Let's take a minute, anchor the arse, that's mid-20th century Royal Navy slang for sit down, and look at the recommended code of conduct. That would be stop whenever cruisers have doubts about three specific issues: navigational, weather, and mechanical. Let's go to the navigational issues first. Very, very simple and very, very important. We suggest you follow tip number 5's code of conduct, and you'll have to tune in again to hear tip number 5. If one or more of the following applies to you: you don't know what you're looking at, you're not sure where you're supposed to be going, the waters, markers, buoys, beacons, any or all are unfamiliar and or confusing, if you're caught in a current and unsure where you're headed, the captain, the one who thinks he's in charge, this is often the husband, and the admiral, the one who's really in charge, and this is most often the wife, disagree about directional issues. In general, things are clear as mud. Do not forge ahead if you are uncertain about any navigational issues. Stop. Drop anchor if necessary. Pull out your charts. Use your GPS. Radio a fellow cruiser. Radio the Coast Guard if necessary. Wait until the fog has lifted or morning's light. But by all means, clear away the mud before you proceed.
Next issue that we'll take a look at are weather issues. And an anonymous old salt once said, "A good mariner never goes out in bad weather, just encounters it." So if the weather is iffy, go sightseeing, read a book, lounge around, make some calls, watch some old movies on DVD, listen to some music. Inserting a shameless plug here, cruise the greatloop.org website for some great info, new books, a comfy t-shirt or cozy sweatshirt, or did we say go sightseeing? Essentially, listen to the weather. If it's telling you to stay put, stay put. Don't take chances. And then the last issue that we're going to look at are mechanical issues. Sight, sound, smell, touch. Four of the five senses can come in handy for this one. If something doesn't look right, if there's a strange rattle or pinging noise, If there's a funky smell, mechanical, not dirty socks or old food. If something's warm to the touch that shouldn't be, check it out. Trust your senses. Do not weigh anchor if something seems off or out of the norm. Do follow the code of conduct and stop. Hopefully, you will have heeded the advice from the tip that, again, you'll have to tune in another time. Educate yourself, items that we covered in that tip, and you will have taken a few of the United States Power Squadron courses. If you have done so, you at least will have some basic knowledge and may be able to zero in on the source. Regardless, rule of thumb would be, if you have not left your anchorage, find a mechanic to check things out fully. If you are at sea, sit still until you are certain about the source of the problem. If you're unable to determine the problem, use your radio to locate a mechanic or reliable source for input. If you are uncertain whether it's safe to make it into the nearest mechanic, call for a tow, but do not take foolish risks. So recognize it, have it, use it. Cruisers, common sense. When in doubt, stop.
Okay, and that's the last tip we're going to do for today, and I want to mention that Teresa is actually the author of all of these wonderful tips. So, yay, Teresa.
Thank you.
And I guess
another shameless plug for
www.greatloop.org. Sounds good, and I guess that's it for our first show, and we hope you all tune in again.
Thanks.